This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Three U.S. defense officials told VOA an anti-ship ballistic missile launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen has caused fatalities on a commercial vessel in the Gulf of Aden. It's the first fatal strike by Iran-backed Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, since the onslaught on international shipping lanes began in mid-November.
At least three are either missing or presumed dead at this point. There are six injuries. At least four of those are critical. It's a very scary time, and things are still evolving.
VOA's Carla Babb. Hear more on VOA's International Edition. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, ended her long-shot challenge to Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Wednesday. Here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo with more.
With Nikki Haley ending her campaign, this ensures that the former president will be the GOP's candidate in a rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden in November's election.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Haley said it was likely Trump, who repeatedly belittled her candidacy, would be the Republican nominee, but did not endorse him. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A new poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research finds few Americans want the U.S. to take a more active role in solving the world's problems. This comes as America navigates its involvement in the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The majority of both Democrats and Republicans agree the U.S. should not get more involved than it currently is in the ongoing conflicts between Russia and Ukraine and Israelis and Palestinians. This is VOA News. Haiti's leader is trying to get back to the island amid spiraling violence. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Haiti's embattled prime minister has landed in Puerto Rico as he tries to return to Haiti to quell a surge in violent gang attacks. Officials told the Associated Press that Ariel Henry landed late Tuesday afternoon in San Juan. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to confirm his arrival. Henry was expected to travel to the Dominican Republic later to fly to Haiti, but the government of the Caribbean island closed its air borders as gangs in Haiti continue to escalate their attacks on key targets such as prisons and the main international airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senegal and voters in Senegal will finally head to the polls at the end of March following a string of announcements late Wednesday, but there's still some confusion on the precise date of the first round vote. Either way, the election would happen before President Macky Sall's mandate ends on April 2nd, which was one of the key drivers of the turmoil. Sall sparked one of Senegal's worst crises in decades with his last-minute postponement of the presidential election originally scheduled for February 25th. More than 350 delegates from governments, research institutions, and seed production companies are gathering in Kenya this week to address challenges in getting good quality seeds to African farmers. Mohamed Youssef reports.
According to UN agencies, more than 280 million people in Africa are food insecure, with over a billion unable to afford healthy diets. One of the problems is that quality seeds are inaccessible to many African farmers, leading to higher rates of crop failure. Kenya approved the use of genetically modified organisms after a 10-year ban. However, the lifting of the ban has worried its neighbors, who are skeptical of the GMO seeds and products. Tanzania stated that it will monitor its border to prevent any such food from Kenya from entering the country. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
A program that resettles in the United States Afghans who worked with the U.S. government could grind to a halt later this year, stranding tens of thousands at risk of Taliban retribution following the 2021 U.S. troop pullout from Afghanistan. The congressionally authorized limit of 38,500 special immigration visas, which offer a path to U.S. citizenship, is expected to be reached sometime around the August anniversary of the withdrawal, and it looks unlikely the divided U.S. Congress will approve a request for some 20,000 more. I'm Joe Ramsey.